Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Des.
Yeah, good morning. Interesting soccer story overnight. The Irish Independent reporting that Robbie Keane is leaving his job as manager of Israeli side Maccabi Tel Aviv. He led them to the league title in his 1 year there. They wanted him to stay, obviously. They won the title by 11 points, but the Indo report that he's quitting. He'd come in for a lot of stick for being with an Israeli side on social media, etc. But they also did very well in the Europa Conference League, where they were knocked out by the eventual winners, Olympiacos. So I'd imagine Robbie Keane's name now suddenly comes into the mix for the Ireland manager's job as well. But he has quit there. Tonight at home, the league leaders Shelburne bid to put their campaign back on track. They entertained Dundalk at Tolka Park. And while Dundalk have been struggling at the foot of the table, their last two games saw them beat St. Pat's and draw with Derry. Derry will be hoping to close the gap further in Shelburne when they play Galway United. Waterford are at home to Sligo, and Drogheda United host St. Pat's. The FAI has confirmed that the Republic of Ireland's final Women's Euro 25 qualifier against France next month will take place at SuperValue Porky Cueve in Cork. This evening, the Irish men's under-21 side play Croatia in friendly. Now, in cricket, there was an extraordinary story last night in the T20 World Cup. The USA caused a massive shock with a thrilling super over win against Pakistan. The USA beating Pakistan, nobody would have seen that in cricket, but the game went to the extra over after both sides made 159 in their 20 overs. Ireland play Canada this afternoon. In golf, Seamus Power is the leading Irish player at the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. Adam Hadwin leads on 6 under. Power is in 7th place. He finished 3 under par. Roy McIlroy is 2 under and Shane Lowry 2 over. And Kildare's Lauren Walsh had a great first round of 67 in the Scandinavian Mixed Tournament. This is unusual. The European Tour men and women played the same course. They used different tees, but just the one leaderboard. And Lauren is in 5th place. Sweden's Sebastian Soderberg leads. Well, it's a huge weekend in hurling with 3 big finals. And looking ahead to them now is Donal Cusick.
Madden Ma Hurling Nation, the weekend is here already and it brings us the gift of 3 finals. The madness in Nolan Park last week as Offaly won the under-20 was a joy. Tomorrow, the fateful county pushes onwards when they play Laois in their second successive Joe McDonagh Cup final. The progress of Laois has been quiet but impressive. Willie Maher has managed what few others have. He is all they're pulling together. Laois have beaten Offaly twice this year, in the Walsh Cup and in the first round of the Joe McDonagh. Both sides deserve the progress. We'll narrowly give our vote to the O'Moore County. The Leinster final next. Kilkenny looking for 5 in a row. Dublin hoping to sustain this summer's progress. Can Dublin win? If big events decide games, Dublin have got better at the biggest of events, goals. In the 2022 Leinster Championship, Dublin scored 0 goals in their games with Wexford, Galway and Kilkenny. Last summer they scraped a goal against Wexford and 2 against Galway. This year they have scored 2 goals in each game against the big teams in Leinster, and the goals are coming at good times too. Brian Hayes has brought speed to midfield. His partnership with Cornel Burke is the most effective Dublin have had for a long while. Chris Cummie's return gives experience and scoring potential to the half-back line. Up front, Donal Burke is class, and Danny Sutcliffe's career is seeing a late revival. His aerial play has been exceptional. For the Cats, 5 Leinsters isn't a landmark achievement, but losing to Dublin weeks after drawing with Carlow could be a landmark disaster. Dublin have to shackle on Cody without leaving another forward free to do the damage, and they need to hold their nerve if they nose ahead, as they didn't do in their Parnell Park meeting a few weeks back. There is a sense around Dublin that this could be their year. Injuries to John Donnelly and Mikey Carey have hardened that feeling. But there's no romance in Kilkenny. The stripy men love crushing Dublin optimism any time they sniff it. Micheál Donoghue's team are smart enough to avoid being crushed, but a win might be beyond them. Sunday brings the Munster final and another instalment of the epic Clare and Limerick saga. A rivalry is enduring and constant as the flow of the River Shannon that divides both places. There are 2 things the Clare Warriors desperately want: a Munster hurling title and Limerick scalp. This is the 3rd year in a row that they get the chance to grab both in the one afternoon, and banner blood runs faster at the thought of it. But yes, big events change games. Just a few weeks ago, Clare were 9 points ahead in the 52nd minute. Limerick's scoring had dried up, but the big events came. 3 goals in 7 minutes. Dermot Burns, 65, dropped to the Clare net. Garrod Hegarty switched to the corner. Clare never dealt with that. Hegarty supplied assists for both the O'Dolig and Gillan goals. Luck, decisions, brilliance or belief, whatever the cause, the big events have fell on Limerick's side. They do have injuries to contend with. Peter Casey and Seamus Flanagan are gone. There are question marks over Darragh O'Donovan and Sean Finn. Still, their panel looks as deep as it ever has, and no team likes adversity more. If this were a boxing fight, then the 3 he would win in points. The banner need the haymaker. Rovers. They need something like a Shane O'Donnell hat-trick, an afternoon when Peter Duggan catches everything, Tony Kelly starting and being the best version of Tony Kelly. Maybe they need all those things. After saying all that, Hurling Nation thinks it's Limerick to roll on. And finally, congratulations to Kildare, Donegal and Fermanagh on their wins last weekend. Keep your faith and keep it going. Hurling needs you. Sinead Des, Buintana Vascach no maid.
We will. Thanks, Donal. It's men's semi-final day, meanwhile, at the French Open Tennis. A couple of great games ahead. Carlos Alcaraz against Yannick Sinner. Alexander Zverev against Casper Ruud. Iga Swiatek will play Jasmine Paolini in the women's final. Now, in hockey, the Irish men's team lost 3-0 to Britain last night. It ends their involvement in the Pro League. But the Irish women beat Korea 4-0 and get a Nations Cup semi-final now against New Zealand. In rugby, Munster play the first of the URC quarterfinals tonight. They're at home to the Ospreys at Thomond Park. Shane Byrne will be looking ahead to that game and the clash of Leinster versus Ulster later in the programme. And we'll also be featuring the European Athletics Championships, which get underway in Rome this morning. And we've two race meetings this evening. They're at Clonmel and Ferry House.